Vrajana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chahari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Thari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Thari Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chahari Dana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jashodana ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna, yes. So we welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, chapter number 13, text 15 to 18 we will discuss today. So please repeat after me. We are chanting text 15. Sarva Vedant Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tatar Asamrit Triptasya Na Anyatra Syadrati Kvache Sarva Vedant Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syadrati Kvachet Sarva Vedanta Saramhi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syadrati Kvache Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Nanyatra Syadrati Kvache Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tandra Samrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syadrati Kvache Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syadrati Kvache Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadra Samrita Triptasya nanyatra sadrati kuche sarva vedanta sarambhi shri bhagavatam ishyate tadra samrita triptasya nanyat syadrati kvache sarva vedant sarambhi tadra samrita triptasya nanyat syadrati kvache sarva vedant sarambhi shri bhagavatam ishyate tadra samrita triptasya nanyat syadratihi kvached sarva vedant of all vedant philosophy saram the essence he indeed Shri Bhagavatam Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate is said to be Tat of it Ras Amrit by the nectarian taste Triptasya for one who is satisfied not anyatra elsewhere syat there is ratihi attraction kvachid ever translation Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarian mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. So there is no purport, so we'll read text 16, 17 and 18 also. Some of the most famous verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nimnaganam yatha ganga devanam achyuto yatha vaishnavanam yatha shambhu purananam idam tatha Just as the Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyut, the supreme deity, and Lord Shambhu, the greatest of the Vaishnavas, so Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all the Puranas. Text 17 Kshetranam chaiva sarvesham yatha kashihi anuttama tatha puran vritanam shrimad bhagavatam dvijah O Brahman, in the same way that the city of Kashi is unexcelled among the holy places, Shrimad Bhagavatam is the supreme among all the Puranas. Text 18 Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalanam Yad Vaishnavam Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amlam Jnanam Paragiyate Tatra Jnana Varga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam Tat Shranvan Supathan Vichar Par Bhaktya Vimuchyena Naraha Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The translation, Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. It is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the process of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. Purport. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is completely free of contamination by the modes of nature, it is endowed with extraordinary spiritual beauty and is therefore dear to the pure devotees of the Lord. The word Paramahamsyam indicates that even completely liberated souls are eager to hear and narrate Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus, who are trying to be liberated should faithfully serve this literature by hearing and reciting it with faith and devotion. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrachatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravisheshashunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, thus seeking the blessings of all my senior and all my friends so that we can speak on this subject matter of the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yad kripa tamaham vande Shri Guru Dhinatarinam. So here we are reading the concluding verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is 12 cantos. I think it took us almost 20 years to come to this stage, every day discussing Srimad Bhagavatam verse by verse, and finally we are coming to the concluding section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And very beautifully, in the last few classes, we saw the summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this particular section of verses which we are reading, very beautifully it is described that Sarva Vedant Saramahi, Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all the Vedanta philosophy. In the last few verses we read how many verses are there in the scriptures. Almost a billion verses probably, a million or some billions of verses which are there. But understanding our shortcomings in Kali Yuga, that we will not be able to go through all the vast Vedic literatures, Krishna descended in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. After his disappearance, Srimad Bhagavatam describes, after Krishna left this planet, Krishna descended himself in the form of the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all the Vedic philosophy. Therefore, we need not go to all the different Vedic literatures, Puranas. If somebody has time and energy, they can go on reading all the Vedic literatures. You can spend lifetime studying them. But the conclusion or the essence of all the Vedanta philosophy is what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. That is what is beautifully described. And one who has felt satisfaction from his nectarian mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. That is the beauty of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When one is Paramahamsa Samhita, when one is satisfied, absorbed in hearing this beautiful narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, no other literature or no other mundane information, knowledge or whatever things, the latest Purana, the WhatsApp Puranas or the YouTube, millions of whatever videos or things being uploaded will attract us. This is the age of distraction. Or maybe there is a destruction, not distraction. Distraction leading to destruction. That's this age. But herein beautifully describes here that Srimad Bhagavatam, one who has developed love, attraction for Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no attraction for anything, any literature, any Vedic literature or any mundane literature of this world. So once we are attached to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Paramahamsa Samhita, the life is perfect. There is no need. It is associating with Krishna personally through our intelligence, by hearing. Very beautifully, Braj Mohan Prabhu was describing a few days back how after hearing the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna had to act on it. Krishna gave him the instructions and then Arjuna had to act, fight on behalf of me. But then Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, he didn't have to do anything. He just had to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam itself is the process, Shravanam. So you don't have to be, even after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't have to do anything. You just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the process itself. So what we are doing right now, hearing, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, is the process. Just that the heart is purified and Krishna appears as Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, or even in the second canto, glories of Srimad Bhagavatam comes, where it is described how just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, na ati dhirghena, very quickly, Krishna appears in the heart of a devotee. So that is and all the kalmash, all the anarthas which are troubling us. Each one of us are being troubled by our anarthas. Nobody here can say that I have no anarthas. So that itself is an illusion if somebody says. So all of us are struggling in this world because of our anarthas, since it is not the place where we are supposed to be. It's a foreign land for the spirit soul. Our home is somewhere else. So we are in a foreign land. So sometimes in a foreign land it's difficult. When you go to a foreign land where you do not know anyone much, so you feel uncomfortable, discomfort. You don't have the understanding of that place. So the Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us how just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam and leading a life based on Srimad Bhagavatam, we can live in this world peacefully and leave the world to go back to our eternal residence in the spiritual world. So that is our eternal residence. That is Srimad Bhagavatam teaching us how to live in this world and how to leave this world. So both are there. Very, very beautiful. Of course, very different angles how we can see Srimad Bhagavatam, every verse we were Sridharma Prabhu was mentioning about that, how every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about pure devotional service. Not even every verse, every half a line of reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, or just reading one word from the Srimad Bhagavatam can purify us. That is the potency of this Srimad Bhagavatam. And a few days back, Dwarkadish were describing how this Srimad Bhagavatam has brought about a revolution in the lives of so many people around the world. And that all the because of Srila Prabhupada. How Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world at the age of 70. He was very beautifully describing this. That at the age of 70, Srila Prabhupada went and he didn't know anyone there. Practically one acquaintance whose name he had. That's the only thing he knew. He writes when he reached the Boston, he didn't know whether he should take a left turn or go to the right turn. But he was confident that he had the Srimad Bhagavatam with him. So that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada, that he spread this message of Srimad Bhagavatam far and wide. For most of us, even those of us who are coming from the pious families, either most of us did not know what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Like for us, Bhagavatam, or if you even go for book distribution, when you ask, Bhagavatam chahiye kya? Bhagavatam matlab ye Gita. That's what. This most people do not know the difference between Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. How many of us knew the difference between Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam before meeting some devotee who knew the difference between Gita and Bhagavatam? So very few. Only one Prabhuji was raising his hand. So most of us do not know. Even if we know that there is a difference between the two, we didn't know what Srimad Bhagavatam stands for. At least I can remember, coming from a pious family background, but still what I knew about Bhagavatam was different names. That's what we would read the Bhagavatam at home also, and we didn't know that this has something to do with our lives. This is a good book talking about gods and different names of Krishna's genealogy or family, and some stories are there which has no relevance to me now in the 21st century. It doesn't connect to me. What is in for me was missing part, even for those of us who knew what Srimad Bhagavatam is. But Srila Prabhupada took this Srimad Bhagavatam and brought about a revolution. Changed people's lives. Those who were averse to God, those who had no clue of what Krishna is, what Ram is. And now we see in our movement, speaking and giving Srimad Bhagavatam Kathas so eloquently. Understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, living Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is what is being described here. That completely the essence of all the Vedic literatures. The purpose of all the Vedic literature is to unite us. It's like many times discussed, it's like the manuals. So Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam are like the life manuals, the map, the road maps, like the Google Maps for our destination spiritual world. If you put in the Google Maps spiritual world, I don't think so it will take us anywhere. Nahi? I don't know. Somebody can try spiritual world and I don't know where it will lead us to. Maybe. So, but then these are the books, these literature, transcendental literatures, they are the ones which will guide us if we enter the right, approach them with the right consciousness. That is important also, as His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj many times puts in a scientific language, he would say these are state-specific sciences. Depends upon our consciousness, how we approach them, with what consciousness we approach them, that's how the message will be revealed. Therefore, it is very, very essential how we approach these Vedic literatures. Depending on that, this knowledge will manifest itself, reveal itself to us. Otherwise, even though we may be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we will miss the essence which Srimad Bhagavatam is being offered. Therefore, it is very essential that we hear from realized person, from a person Bhagavat, who is living the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is very, very important. And the 18th verse which we were reading beautifully describes how to study Srimad Bhagavatam, so we'll just see that. And then we will see from an example of a personality who knew everything but missed the essential point of the Srimad Bhagavatam, pure devotional service can actually displease the Supreme Lord. So before we go to that, this is the 18th verse which says, Tat Shrinuvan. So how the Srimad Bhagavatam has to be read? Tat Shrinuvan. By hearing. That is how we worship the Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing. Then, Tat Shrinuvan Supathan. By properly chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam, because these words of Srimad Bhagavatam, every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So therefore, just reciting the verses is associating with the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Tat Shrinuvan Supathan. And then Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vichar Paraha. Who is serious about understanding. So that is how we should approach Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing, by properly chanting, and vichar paraha. We should be serious about understanding this subject matter. So this is a serious subject matter. It's talking about our life, to guide us to the different challenges. This is the roadmap, the guide map, the guidebook. So it has to be taken up very, very seriously. Vichar paraha. And then it says, Vichar paraha, yeah, bhaktya, with devotion. That's how this Srimad Bhagavatam has to be approached, with devotion, with a mood to understand, by hearing, by chanting properly, and nityam, regularly. This is the prescription given in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Like we take any medicine, the doctor has to prescribe us, what is that, RX101. That means morning and evening. So that has to be taken. So then only it makes an effect. Of course, if somebody we take the medicine today morning and then miss the second dose and then take the third dose in the next day, so you may get some benefit. But then the Bhagavatam is describing how we should hear Tat Shrinuvan Supathan Vichara Paraha Shraddhaya, in eagerness to hear, and nityam. So then it will have the proper effect, and we'll see how our lives are being transformed, revolutionized. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is, the essence of all the Vedic literatures, a roadmap for us to take us to the spiritual world, to our eternal residence. So to live in this world, to live in this world, everything is there in this book, Srimad Bhagavatam. We need not to read any other literature if we can read Srimad Bhagavatam in the right mood, from the right people. So everything is there. So we'll see now one beautiful story from Lord Chaitanya's Leela, which brings about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and in which mood it should be read and recited. Lord Chaitanya came to teach us how to live, practice Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the Kshanna avatar, the appearance of Lord Gauranga, was to teach us by his example how to study Srimad Bhagavatam, how to read Srimad Bhagavatam, how to practice Srimad Bhagavatam. We know how much eager he was to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in Jagannath Puri with Gadadhar Pandit. They would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam for hours and hours and hours, with tears. And the same story is being heard again and again, hundreds of times, the stories of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, and other Bhagavatam stories, hundreds of times. So Mahaprabhu is teaching by his own example. So this is Leela which we are talking is from Navadvip Leela, before Nimai Pandit or Lord Gauranga took sannyas. And we'll come to sannyas Leela also and conclude with a beautiful lesson from Srimad Bhagavatam, which Mahaprabhu teaches us. But this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the streets of Navadvip, Nimai Pandit is performing his Nam Sankirtan, Nagar Brahmana. And one of the days, so every day they would go out for Harinam Sankirtan, and one of the days they reached the house of Visharad Maheshwar, the father of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. So before Mahaprabhu met Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya in Jagannath Puri, he is in Navadvip next to the house of Visharad Maheshwar. And next to our Sarvabhaum's father's house was the house of Devananda Pandit. So he is the character we are going to talk about. His disappearance day was last 2 weeks back. Devananda Panditji's disappearance was there. So we'll see. And he was such an exalted personality. He had all the qualities. Param Sushant, very quiet, peaceful. Vipra, moksha, abhilasha, desiring liberation. He didn't want name, he didn't want fame. Jnanavanta, tapasvini, ajanma, udasin. Very peaceful, very udasin from his childhood. Bhagavat padaye. So that was such a, he was a very famous personality, very famous Bhagavat Kathakar at that time. But then here comes the asterisk mark. Tatha api bhaktihina. So he had all the good qualities to become a good Kathakar, to become a good gentleman. A very nice devotee, apparently. All the good qualities of a Vaishnava were there. But then the problem comes. Param Sushant Vipra Moksha Abhilasha, but then Tathapi Bhakti Heen. So that is the problem. He didn't have devotion to Hari while teaching Srimad Bhagavatam. Maha Adhyapak Loka Ghoshe. Everyone in the neighborhood, even far distance places, knew, wow, he is a powerful scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is such a wonderful personality who speaks so eloquently from Srimad Bhagavatam. And so as soon as the Lord was going through those streets of the house of Devananda Pandit, the Lord could understand. He could hear the sound. Maybe the sound system was too high, so the outside also the sound was coming. Not this, that. Devananda Pandit's Bhagavatam. So he could hear that. And Mahaprabhu. So this is Lord Chaitanya. He is there in the heart of every individual. He knew what the consciousness with which he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the great souls and the Supreme Lord. They can scan our minds. My God, that would be a terrible thing if the scientist could come with a mind scanner. Right? If somebody can know our thoughts and minds, only the Supreme Lord and His pure representative. Therefore, it's sometimes very difficult to go in front of a pure devotees of the Lord. They can just scan us through their eyes. They've got a special X-ray vision. So Mahaprabhu had an X-ray vision. He could understand the intentions and emotion with which our Panditji was speaking. All the other people were enamored by his Bhagavat Katha, but Mahaprabhu could get the essence of what he wanted to speak, what he is speaking. And Mahaprabhu became very angry on him. And then he shouting, Beta ki arth vakhane, what are you speaking? What are you chanting? What are you chanting this worth? Bhagavat arth kon janme na jane. You will not understand the Bhagavatam in any of your lifetimes. Like that. And Grantha Rupe Bhagavata Krishna Avatar. Mahaprabhu in great anger, but he begins to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. So Mahaprabhu is extremely angry. Lord Gauranga is extremely angry, but all the other devotees are very happy to hear the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam from Nimai Pandit in that way. And then Mahaprabhu begins to describe that how the four Vedas declare that Srimad Bhagavatam is the manifestation of ecstatic love of the Supreme Lord. The four Vedas are like the yogurt and Srimad Bhagavatam is like the, what do you get? The essence of yogurt is butter. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami churned, Parikshit Maharaj relished Srimad Bhagavatam, the nectar. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. And Mahaprabhu says that Shukadev Goswami knows my glories and the glories of the Supreme Lord. And anyone who discriminates between me, my servant, the person Bhagavat, and the book Bhagavatam is certainly destroyed. Mahaprabhu angrily is speaking these words and say adham kichu na jani. He is a rascal. He does not know anything about Srimad Bhagavatam. So
Devanand Pandit that time was a very famous personality. Everyone respected him because of his good qualities. But this is Mahaprabhu's version of Devanand Panditji, that he is adham, kichuna jani. He does not know. He would recite the Srimad Bhagavatam with the commentaries and everything, with tikas of different acharyas, his own understandings. But this is Mahaprabhu's version. Se adham kichuna jani. So this is what we have to learn. This fellow never mentions devotional service. To the extent, Mahaprabhu was so angry, he told the devotees, watch how I will go now and tear his book Bhagavatam. That is, or delete it from his laptop or whatever. That is Mahaprabhu's anger. He's ready to go and, what is that, shift, delete the Veda ways from his laptop. That's what he is misrepresenting Srimad Bhagavatam. That was Mahaprabhu's anger. Book Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna. Mahaprabhu is saying, I'll go and tear his copy of Bhagavatam. So that is the what is that, disqualification of Devananda Pandit. Apparently well known, but he misses the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is bhakti, devotional service. And then of course, all the devotees had to catch old Mahaprabhu. No, Mahaprabhu, please do not go. And so finally, Mahaprabhu was pacified and he goes by that road. Another Sankirtan party, this was happening another day. And this is Chaitanya Bhagavat very beautifully describes the contrast. Here is Devananda Pandit, great scholar, well known with all the good qualities which we saw. And now, Sriman Mahaprabhu with Srivas Thakur Nadadhar, he is on his Harinam Sankirtan party and he comes across wine shop. And he gets into the bhava of Balaramji. And he starts to go. Hari Hari is chanting loudly. And he wanted to go inside that wine shop in the mood of Balaramji, talking Varuni, Varuni. And then, finally, Srivas Thakur had to hold Mahaprabhu's feet. Mahaprabhu, you cannot go. Mahaprabhu says, Nimai Pandit is saying, these rules do not apply to me. But Srivas Pandit was saying, my dear Prabhu, you are the father of religion. If you break these regulative principles apparently, what will people learn from you? So better you stop. And then finally, Mahaprabhu was so much in ecstasy, so much absorption of Sri Balaramji's mood, that Srivas Thakur had to say, my dear Mahaprabhu, if you go, I'll drown myself in Ganga. I can't hear your blasphemy. People will blaspheme you seeing you going to a wine shop. And I just can't tolerate that. That's the devotees. They cannot hear the blasphemy of their Supreme Lord. That's another beautiful point which will come here. And the Lord cannot hear the blasphemy of his devotees. That's another beautiful point which will come in this Leela of Sriman Devananda Pandit. See, here he had to catch hold Srivas Thakur that please do not enter. And finally Nimai Pandit does not go, and some of the drunkards of course heard the commotion and talking of Srivas and all the sounds of Kartal, and some of the drunkards came out and they've said, oh wow, Nimai Pandit is a good person, he is well behaved, he sings and dances nicely. So that is the beginning of devotional service for those drunkards. That is Harinam Sankirtan. When we go out on Harinam Sankirtan, many devotees go out on Srimkirtan here. So many hundreds and thousands of people who do not want to come to the temple, but this is such a beautiful outreach where even the drunkards were attracted to Mahaprabhu. That is Sri Harinam Sankirtan. And Mahaprabhu was also very happy seeing, they followed for some time, dancing in the Kirtan, chanting in the Kirtan, Hari Hari, and glorifying Nimai Pandit. And that was the, that is the beauty of this, that Mahaprabhu was so pleased seeing them. So see the contrast here in these two episodes. They were the drunkards, they gave pleasure to Sriman Mahaprabhu, and our Panditji, the great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu is ready to tear his copy of the Bhagavatam. And he is blessing those drunkards of the who were drinking wine, but they were glorifying in the Harinam and they were glorifying Nimai Pandit. So that is the contrast which Vrindavan Das Thakur brings about very beautifully. And Vrindavan Das Thakur in his great humility said that anyone who has seen Sriman Mahaprabhu, I offer my respects to that dandavats, to those drunkards also. They got the great fortune of seeing Sriman Mahaprabhu in Navadvi. So that is his great soul. Like Vrindavan Das Thakur is offering his dandavat pranams to those drunkards in the Harinam Sankirtan. So after this, they were walking. After some of the drunkards joined, some left back, and that Sankirtan is happening. And then this time, Devanand Pandit happened to come from opposite. So previously it was just the house, and Mahaprabhu just heard from the speakers outside. But right now, this is the meeting of Devananda Pandit and Vishwambhar Srinivasi Gauranga. With full anger, Mahaprabhu remembered the offense he had done to Srivas Thakur. That is Lord Gauranga, that is the Lord. Lord does not forget any offense done to his devotees or Vaishnavas. Hathi Mat. This is the greatest offense which can stop our progress on the path of devotional service. And Lord does not forget. It's not that over the years the Lord will forget devotional our offense to the Vaishnavas. No. And Devanand Pandit, he was celibate also, very respectful, very sober person. And Mahaprabhu was in his flashback while he was seeing Devanand Pandit. Mahaprabhu was angry and he was remembering that one time Srivas Thakur was attending the Bhagavat Katha, because Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So Devanand Pandit was giving a class, Srivas Pandit was attending the Bhagavat Katha, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Srivas Pandit was in great ecstasy. He was crying, sighing, making loud sounds, and some of his students of Devanand Panditji, they didn't know what to do and they thought their study of Srimad Bhagavatam is being disturbed. So they didn't have a special facility for the people who had get these emotions. I think that time that was needed. People would get emotional and cry hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the pure devotees. So there should be a place like we have, like facility for children, like women with children sit in one particular room, and those who want to study Hindi, and for the kids there is another zone. So separate arrangement has to be made as per time, place and circumstances. So Devanand Panditji should have done that. Those devotees who would cry, let's have another room where they can hear so that the others don't get disturbed. But some of his not so fortunate disciples of Panditji picked Srivas Thakur, threw him outside harshly, and Panditji did not stop him. So that was the grave offense, not realizing who Srivas Thakur is. Such a personality, Srivas Thakur, and he didn't understand. And then Mahaprabhu was thinking about these, and then when Devanand Panditji came close, Mahaprabhu in a very angry mood chastised him. Oh Devanand, let me tell you something. Now you are teaching Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone, but Srivas, whom even Mother Ganga desires to see, once came to hear your Bhagavatam class, and for what offense of him did you throw him out and you did not stop your disciples? So like that, Mahaprabhu very angrily began to chastise him. And Devanand Pandit, being a gentleman, he was a very sober gentleman, he understood and he felt very ashamed, lowered his head, walked by, quietly offering pranams. He did not offer any reply. That was the good fortune of Devanand Pandit Mahashay. He did not offer any retaliation. I know Bhagavatam, I am the big scholar, so many people come to my classes. I am the Maha Adhyapak, as Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, of the Vidyapit. And so that way then, but finally Devanand Pandit returned home. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explained that this is the glory of Devanand Pandit, that he accepted the chastisement of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Anyone who is chastised by the Lord is killed by the Lord. We see in all the other incarnation, anyone who is killed by the Lord achieves Vaikuntha. So herein, Mahaprabhu is chastising Panditji, and he very gratefully accepts those chastisements. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu explains to all the Vaishnavas, the devotees who were there with him, that Krishna appears in this world in the four forms. What are the four forms Krishna appears in this world? First is Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu is declaring. The second is Tulasi Maharani. Third, Ganga Mai. And all the Vaishnavas is the four. These are the four manifestations. Krishna appears in this world in the four forms of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi, Ganga, and the Vaishnavas. And of course the deities, but Mahaprabhu explains the deities need prana pratishtha. But these four, as soon as they appear, there is no need of any installation. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Tulasi Maharani, Sri Ganga Mai, and the Vaishnavas. They are the manifestations of the Supreme Lord. So any offense toward them is very, very serious. So like that, our Panjiji was chastised. And then of course the various leelas happened. We'll come to the conclusion at the end, how Devanand Panditji got rectified. That's a very beautiful lesson. But before that, we'll just come to the purpose of Mahaprabhu's appearance to bring this holy name and teach us how to study Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's the reason he took sannyas. That's the prime reason he took sannyas, because he was doing his Harinam Sankirtan in Navadvip. Some of the people, or many of the people, were joining him, but many were still very antagonistic. They would criticize Mahaprabhu for his hearing and chanting and doing his all these leelas. So Mahaprabhu was at his heart feeling very bad that I have come to give Krishna to these people, and they, by offending me, they will definitely go to hell. So I have to devise a plan where I can even attract these souls. So that is Mahaprabhu's outreach program, taking sannyas. That these are the people he will offer me obeisances. That was the culture that time, that people would offer obeisances to a sannyasi, whoever he is. To attract all these people, finally Nimaya Pandit describes that he will go and take sannyas. As I think Braj Mohan Prabhu was telling, that we are all in the category of HNS. I don't know where he got this word. Hum nahi sudharenge gang. So that was Nimai Pandit. Hum nahi sudharenge gang. Outreach to all those people who were not willing to surrender to Harinam Sankirtan. So we are all in that category of hum nahi sudharenge. All the scriptures are there. The message of Srimad Bhagavatam is there. But then Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, on a Jaladuta, cargo ship, had to go to catch us all, the hum nahi sudharenge gang, and give us this gift of Srimad Bhagavatam. So herein, Mahaprabhu about to take sannyas, and great ecstatic kirtans. Before the sannyas, he started more ecstatic kirtans too, because he did give a hint at Srivas Angan. When Srivas's son died, he gave a hint that I'll go to take sannyas. So already devotees were very anxious. So Mahaprabhu started doing, spending more time with them, giving more time to them, that he knew he was going to leave them soon. So he was giving more ecstatic kirtans, and so all those things were happening. So one day he called Sriman Nityananda Prabhu that now the time has come. Just, I think, the 3 or 4 days prior, the day of Makar Sankranti, that's the when the day the Lord left. So this leela which we are talking happened just the 3-4 days before, some few 530-40 years back, this story which we are talking about, this leela which we are talking about today. So it's Nimai Pandit, he called that, I'm going to do this, but you can just tell only 5 people. So secret, confidential, because he knew if everyone knows, nobody will allow him to go. So who are those 5 people, the fortunate 5 who knew this before? Mukunda, you can tell him. You can tell Gadadhar Pandit. You can tell Brahmananda Bharati, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and my mother, Sachi Mata. So these are the 5 people. Sachi Mata, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Brahmananda Bharati, Gadadhar, and Mukunda. You can tell these 5 of them that it's going to happen. And I'll go to a village near Indrani, which is called Katwa. That's where a pure soul, Sriman Keshav Bharati, lives. So I'll go and take sannyas from Srila Keshav Bharati ji. And previous day he had ecstatic kirtan, met all the devotees after the kirtan. Evening he went for Ganga Darshan. The last time seeing Mother Ganga's banks on Navadvip, where he would perform his so many leelas. It's a very emotional thing happening. And evening, surrounded by many devotees, very happily would come to meet him in the evenings. But they didn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They're not going to see Sriman Mahaprabhu. Lord Gauranga will be out of their vision. They had no idea. So last day, all the devotees, anyone who wanted to come, there were so many appointments were happening, so many meetings were happening, because we were going to leave the next day early in the morning. So no appointment, no secretary. Anyone can come in and walk and meet Sriman Mahaprabhu. And everyone, the last instruction which Nimai Pandit Sri Gauranga gave to all his friends and devotees, very beautiful instructions which Nimai Pandit gave before he goes. Krishna Gao Gia. Everyone chant the names of Krishna. Then he said that, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Gao Krishna Nama, Krishna Vinu Ketha Kichu Na Bhava. So just chant the names of Krishna, sing the names of Krishna. That's what the instruction Sriman Mahaprabhu gave. This is the repeated instruction we'll see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu, whoever removed, he would give this instruction. This is for all of us, this instruction. And then of course, since this he was meeting for the last time, probably for many of them, Mahaprabhu used that emotional trick also. He said that if you have any affection for me, then don't speak about any topics other than Krishna. It's like emotional blackmail, or like emotional golden mail. Gauranga, Lord Gauranga is doing this, that all of you have attraction for me. Okay, so if you have affection for me, then don't speak anything about. So that's for all of us. If we love Krishna, if we love our Srila Prabhupada, if we love our spiritual masters, then don't speak about any other topic other than Krishna. Of course, whatever is needed to live in the world, minimum, we should do. Other than that, centered, our life should be centered around hearing, speaking about Sri Krishna. No, Mahaprabhu goes to another extent. He said, Ki shayana, ki bhojana, ki bajagarana, ahar nishti chinto Krishna. Even while sleeping, even while eating, even while awake. So what is remaining? While speaking, while sleeping, while awake, while honoring prasad, you remember Krishna. And finally, another great soul, one of very dear associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu comes at the last. He brought a bottle god, a lau, I don't know, the round dudi which is there, that was there on his roof. And he comes with that bottle god. And as soon as Mahaprabhu sees Sridhar, a flashback of his memory, how much wonderful time he spent with Sridhar. Sridhar Kolavach is another personality who needs to be studied. The business model which he had actually should be this should be the business model of Sridhar, which should be the subject matter for study for the London School of Economics and the Harvard School of Business. This is the model. Sridhar Kolavach, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains his model of business. Those who are into business, you want to hear what the model of the Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki. So you can hear this business model of our dear Sridhar Kolavach for research. He had a few banana plants. So what he would sell would be banana leaves, sometimes banana stem, sometimes the banana flower, mocha, kamba, and banana leaves. And this is in Bengal, where most people have banana courtyards in their own area, banana leaves. And but his business model was that this is minimum I need for my survival. This is how much I have to give to Mother Ganga. So this is, if the cost price is 10, I need 2 rupees for my survival, 2 rupees for giving for donation. So the cost price or the selling price should be 14 rupees. Like that, something like that. That was his business model. So this is what I need, and this is what is the cost. So just that was the... And what was the purchasing power of Sridhar? You can see he purchased Mahaprabhu. He would come every day and bargain with him. Even with this business model, Nimai Pandit wanted to bargain a price. So that is what the purchasing power of Sridhar Kolavach is. The Lord personally is coming every day and bargaining with him for an hour. So So this is his business model. Who would not like to have such a business who is attracting the Supreme Lord to come to him to argue for the price of the banana or the banana leaves? So that is what Sridhar Kulavech is. And of course, Mahaprabhu did mention to the devotees that he is a billionaire or a trillionaire. I'm going to show his glories one day. I'm going to reveal how much wealth does he have. And Sridhar would sometimes shout, "What do I have, Mahaprabhu?" He had a hut, but that had holes. And then the water would drip in. He didn't have money or the time or even a thought about repairing those huts. So there was no those leak-proof materials. What is that? That you do in the rainy season, rain sheds. Nothing was there for him. And his clothes were torn. And he didn't bother to buy a thread or a needle to stitch them. He would just tie a knot between the where his holes were. So that is Sridhar Kulavech. And Mahaprabhu is saying he's the richest person. So that's what bhakti, that's what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. To teach us what is real wealth. What is real happiness? What is real satisfaction? He was the most wealthiest and the satisfied man on the planet, Sridhar Kulavech. And then he brings that, and of course, yeah, we know that beautiful story. At the end of that Chand Kazi deliverance, Mahaprabhu did go to his house, took all the devotees and took water from his pot and showed to the entire community of the Vaishnavas that this is how dear I see Sridhar. He took water from his lota, which he would use it for all his purposes. So that is Sridhar Kulavech. And so when he brought this lau or the bottle guard, Mahaprabhu was thinking, how can I not honor this Mahaprasanna? This is, Mahaprabhu would actually every day eat on the leaf plates or the banana leaf plates given by Sridhar Kulavech. So that is Sridhar's endorsement. The business models, they do that. Endorsement by big people. They have like give 100 lakhs and crores of rupees to get their product endorsed by some celebrity. So this is Sridhar Kulavech's banana leaves endorsed by Sriman Mahaprabhu. Every day he would honor on that plate of Sridhar Kulavech. So that is his wealth endorsed by the highest personality. You want to go to a big person to endorse your product, you need to spend lakhs and millions of rupees for a month for one advertisement saying I like your product Haribol. And this is Mahaprabhu honoring every day on his leaf plate and before he's going for taking sannyas, the most historic event which turned the history of mankind. This probably can be said as the event of the history of the Kali Yuga, entire Kali Yuga. This can be the most historic event of the entire Kali Yuga till now and in the future. This is the most turning point in Kali Yuga. That event is happening, and before going for that blessed event, Mahaprabhu is going to honor that love or that bottle guard brought by Sridhar Kulavech. And Mahaprabhu gave that Sridhar Kulavech that love and request Sachi Mata, can you just cook this for me? And of course, as soon as he was going, another personality comes who brought some milk. And then Mahaprabhu smiled when he saw the milk coming. Then Mahaprabhu told to Sachi Mata, you can cook these two together and make a kheer. Maybe Mahaprabhu didn't like the Bhopla Sabji directly. Anyway, of course, Mahaprabhu loves whatever is cooked by Sridhar's. But there are very good ways in Bengal. You know how to make Bhopla also very nice. I was there at one devotee's home. They made pumpkin with some rice flour and bake it on the tawa. That is very delicious. Even bhopla can become nice. In Bengal, they make such wonderful prasad. So anyway, here our Mahaprabhu is telling, as soon as milk came, it is Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that Mahaprabhu became very happy. Hasiya Thakur bole, bada bhala bhaila. Very nice, the milk has come. So can you just combine these two and make some kheer for me? So then Sachi Mata did prepare and Mahaprabhu honored that. And then Mahaprabhu went to take rest, of course, Yoga Nidra. And Sachi Mata definitely could not sleep. How can that mother sleep whose son is about to leave in the morning? The most lovable son. Sachi Mata was in tears all throughout the night. Mahaprabhu got up early in the morning, around 3 a.m., ready to depart so that nobody sees. Gadadhar Pandit comes, I would like to accompany. Mahaprabhu said no. As I had told you, I'll be going alone. And then Sachi Mata is on the hallway waiting for Nimai Pandit. And as soon as Lord Gauranga saw, Sachi Mata held her hands and Mahaprabhu began to pacify her. That, my dear mother, it is because of you only that you have maintained me. After our father left, you only maintained us, you nurtured us, cared for us. Because of you, I could study. The amount of affection you have for me every moment is that I cannot repay in millions of kalpas. Nimai Pandit is telling Mother Sachi that the affection you have for me for one moment, I cannot repay that affection for millions of kalpas. I cannot repay the debt. And then of course Mahaprabhu explained that meeting and separation is all the will of the Lord and it won't make any difference if I stay, because he was expecting my mother will say at least spend few more days. But then he said, no, it won't make much difference even if I stay for 10 days or 15 days. I'll take the full responsibility for your both worldly and spiritual needs. That's what Mahaprabhu says. And then placing his hand on the heart of Mother Sachi, the Lord repeatedly solaced her that I will take full care of me. I take care of you. And Sachi Mata was quietly listening, no words, with tears in her eyes. Lord Gauranga finally took the dust of his mother very quickly, circumambulated her, and immediately departed, not spending time there. And Sachi Mata was inert, no words. And of course, in the morning, the devotees came and they saw, every day they would come to meet Gauranga after taking bath, and they saw Sachi Mata on the hallway sitting alone and crying. Srivas Thakur was in amazement, why Sachi Mata is sitting in the hallway early in the morning and crying. And then they ask her and she's not able to speak for a long time. So they were confused what is happening, and finally they solaced Sachi Mata. And then finally she spoke that, all of you please listen. Our dear Nimai has left us. And all the things which you see, the Vishnu's Padartha, all those Vishnu, Dravyera, Bhagi, Sakala, Vaishnav, all that thing is in the house, belongs to all of you, the Vaishnavas. You take all the possessions which are there in the house and let me go from here. I cannot tolerate living. And devotees were very, very piteously crying, and how they were discussing how we will live without seeing the beautiful form of Gauranga. And oh Gopinath, what a terrible night we have passed. We didn't know what is happening, what was being planned. And that was like a thunderbolt struck on their heads. They didn't know what to do. And hearing the cries, and all of them, many other devotees joined in, and they come to know, they also began to cry. And hearing all this, we were just crying, why didn't you tell us? And all the other residents of Navadvip, when they heard the crying also, they also came there to see what is happening. Why is this so much crying happening? And some of them initially said that, oh good, finally, those atheists were saying that, oh, finally we will not have to see this Nimai Pandit. But then later on, when they saw so many Vaishnavas assembled there and crying piteously, they also got transformed, and they were saying, oh, we are so sinful that we could not recognize him. And they also began to weep and cry, remembering Lord Gauranga. So that was the beginning of the mission. In one sense, that was the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take sannyas. That even before he took sannyas, those who were atheists were now surrendering and feeling deep remorse. So therefore, that's how it happened. And then Mahaprabhu swam across Sri Gangaji and came to Katwa. As it was instructed, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, Brahmananda Bharati, all of them gradually arrived. And like a maddened lion, Matta Simha Praya, Sriman Mahaprabhu reached the ashram of Sriman Keshav Bharati. And Keshav Bharati, when he was in his ashram, he could see when Mahaprabhu entered, it was like an effulgence he could see. In his ashram, he said, probably thought, wow, looks like the sun has risen in my ashram today. Something very special is happening. He didn't know. But as soon as he came out, he saw Sriman Mahaprabhu, he could understand he is not an ordinary personality. He is someone very, very powerful. Vaishnava has come. Nimai Pandit offers his prostrated obeisances along with all the devotees and begged him that, please give me initiation. I just want to serve Krishna. Please give me initiation. And then began to dance. An ecstatic kirtan happened and Mukunda Prabhu was there. He was singing ecstatically, and the seeing the dancing and kirtan, all the students of Keshav Bhartiji and all the other people got attracted. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, we don't know from where, but millions of people came to see from all the neighboring villages, from even probably the demigods came in. And some of the demigods were actually seeing from the sky also, hiding. What is this going to happen? This historic event of Kali Yuga was happening. So they were also seeing, and some of them came down probably. And so then Keshav Bharti was saying, when he saw such symptoms and such ecstatic kirtan and so many devotees, he realized, oh my God, this is not... He also offered to began players that that devotion, what you are exhibiting, is something supremely extraordinary. You must be none other than the Supreme Lord. How can I initiate? Of course, Mahaprabhu, with great humility, again approaches him that, please do not cheat me. Please do give me initiation. So like that, final thing happened, and then Mahaprabhu did instruct Chandrasekhara Acharya that, you know all the rituals and all, so can you make all the arrangements? And he did all the arrangements, and all the people brought some doodh, some dahi, some moong dal. So everyone brought their own offerings for this wonderful ceremony that was to happen. And then of course, before the ceremony, the famous head shaving project, the best barber was called from the whole of Katwa. The best salon. He was the best one, he was called. And as soon as he saw the hairs of Sriman Mahaprabhu, he also began to cry. How can I cut such wonderful, most beautiful curly hairs in the entire creation? You've never seen such hairs. And all the devotees were even crying with the thought that these hairs, which are so beautiful, are going to be cut. And some of the ladies were saying, who has invented this system of sannyas? They were criticizing, what is this? And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, even the demigods were crying that our Lord is going to take sannyas and shave his head. Everyone was in ecstasy, and so Mahaprabhu told the devotees to chant. Otherwise this thing will not happen. Everyone will think about this only. So Mahaprabhu engaged, tell Mukunda, lead kirtan. Let everyone be absorbed in kirtan and let this. But when the kirtan began, Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. So he was not steady, sitting, trembling, crying. So again the project was halted. So then Barbara had to tell, my dear Lord, if I do in such a state, I might just cut you, because you are shaking so much and trembling, and my hands are also trembling. And then the whole thing went halt in evening, the whole project, and Nimai Pandit had to tell Baba, wait, I'll sit peacefully, don't worry. And then finally, at the end of the day, he could do that shaving of Mahaprabhu. What fortunate barber. That was the last haircut he did of his life. And some say that later on he opened a sweet shop, because he touched the sweet hairs of Mahaprabhu. So he became a So this is one check we can do before hiring a cook for sweets. If he knows how to shave very well, or if he shaves the devotee's hair, the madhuram cooking. Anyway, so this was our Keshav Bhartiji finally agreed. And then of course, Nimai Pandit himself in a chala, he told Keshav Bharti before the initiation program that, I want to tell you one dream which I had. There was one Mahajan who came to my dream and gave me a mantra. So is it appropriate for sannyas? Keshav Bharti said, my dear Lord, this is the best mantra. You are teaching me and I'm going to teach you. This is just to teach the others that you're taking initiation from me. Actually, you are only giving me initiation. And then finally, Keshav Bharti gave the same mantra. And then, of course, the highlight of the ceremony comes, that the name-giving ceremony. What should be the name? And Keshav Bharti is saying that, I haven't seen a Vaishnava like this in all my life. In all the 14 planets, I don't think so. There's a Vaishnava like this. So you have to have a very unique name. So I have to think a lot. That was his desire. He said, usually my disciples would have the name Bharati. But you are not an ordinary person. So I don't want to give you that name of Bharati. It has to be very, very unique name, very, very special name. So he offered his respects and prayers. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that actually Shuddha Saraswati resided on his tongue. And then he pronounced that you have induced the people of the world to chant the names of Krishna and inaugurated the movement of Sankirtan. You have awakened people's consciousness, Chetana. Therefore, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. So like that, this name was pronounced Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And then Keshav Bhartiji says that because of you, everyone will become fortunate. And that is all our good fortune, that we have come under the umbrella of Sriman Mahaprabhu, who has come to give us this message of Srimad Bhagavatam and his following in his footsteps, Srila Prabhupada. He has given us this wealth of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, of course, everyone was chanting Hari Hari and flowers being showered. And then finally Mahaprabhu Sannyas went to Jagannath Puri. And then from Jagannath Puri, one of the times he came to Bengal. And he came to the house of Vidya Vachaspati, that house of brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, another scholarly person. And so he told him that I want to please arrange a secluded place for me. And I want to do bhajan and just take bath in Ganga. That's why I've come here. Of course, Vidya Vachaspati said, my dear Lord, better you stay in my house. Nobody will come to know. But Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, how can you hide a sun? How is it possible that you can hide sun from rising? So everyone came to know Vidya Vachaspati's house. Mahaprabhu had come. So all the devotees from all over Bengal started coming. And it's very beautifully described how they were coming and there was traffic jams on the road because everyone was walking towards Vidya Vachaspati's house and there was forest on the way. So some of them, many of them actually just made a road through the forest. A new highway was built for that occasion. The national highway. Gauranga's, to see the beautiful form of Gauranga. A highway was made, some beautiful road was made, and then when the boatmen saw so many people, they were happy. Now, good business. But then they didn't realize so many people were so eager, they jumped in the boat and some of their boats topsy-turvied and fell down. And then, of course, some of them did take some boat, somebody took some matka, somebody swam. And someone so eager that they didn't realize it is Ganga, it's water, they just walked over it. That is the eagerness of the Vaishnavas to Sri Sriman Mahaprabhu. And of course, Mahaprabhu finally comes here, gives darshan. And then he was thinking, that's my purpose is to come in seclusion, but here is like a huge festival. So without telling Vidya Vachaspati, Mahaprabhu escaped with some of his devotees to Kuliyagram. That's where we have to conclude with Kuliyagram session. And of course, Vidya Vachaspati was great anxiety. People were telling him, you tell, he is hiding, I'll give you a bribe, you at least take me, I'll take just few minutes, I'll just see from far. So people were coming with different requests and so much pressure was mounting on him. And so finally some of the brahmanas came who knew that Mahaprabhu has gone to Kuliya, and then everyone headed towards Kuliya. And that's where this beautiful narration of Devananda Panditji, which we began, concludes. And beautiful kirtan happened in Kuliya, and then one of the brahmana comes to Mahaprabhu and tells Mahaprabhu, offers his obeisances, and he says, Mahaprabhu, I just have one question, if you can hear with attention. And he was honest. He said, Mahaprabhu, I want your 1 minute attention, can you please hear? So Mahaprabhu said, yes, please, what is your problem? He said, I have offended Vaishnavas, now I am repenting, I have had poison. What should I do now? Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya revealed to him that the effect of the poison will be neutralized by the offense, by the drinking nectar So you have blasphemed the Vaishnavas, criticized the Vaishnavas, offended the Vaishnavas. That is like taking poison. Now with the same body, with the same mouth, please go and glorify the Vaishnavas and serve the Vaishnavas. Go and compose poetry describing the supremacy of the Vaishnavas and never again criticize or offend Vaishnavas. That was the solution Mahaprabhu gave if somebody has taken poison. Knowingly, unknowingly offended Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu is revealing the secret through this Brahmana that this is the nectar which we should drink, the nectar of glories of the Lord and His devotees, which is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Adi, Madhya, Antya, Mahaprabhu explains Srimad Bhagavatam is pure devotional service, nothing else. And then after this Brahmana, the hero of our today's class, Sriman Devananda Pandit Prabhu, arrived there. By that time, the great fortune of his had arisen. One of the great devotees of Mahaprabhu, Sriman Bakreshwar Pandit, who was a very wonderful Vaishnava, great dancer. Even the demigods were amazed by his dancing. That was his dancing style, the dancing steps which he had. And he happened to stay at the house of Devananda Pandit. And seeing his devotion, Devananda Pandit personally served him, guarded him with a stick when he would dance. So he would do the crowd care service. And just by doing that crowd care service, Devananda Pandit pleased Sriman Mahaprabhu. And whenever Devananda Pandit would, Vakreshwar Pandit in his dancing would about to fall, Vakreshwar Pandit would catch, take the dust from his feet, smear over his head. So that's it. This is the secret which Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining. Offense to Vaishnav with the same body, same mouth, glorify, serve the Vaishnavas, service to the Vaishnavas. And because of this, Devanand Pandit's heart transformed. And then he approaches Mahaprabhu, offers his obeisances. He told Mahaprabhu, I was unaware of the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. What I was teaching was wrong. Please forgive me. And he begs his apologies. And then Mahaprabhu glorifies the Vaishnavas. He offers very wonderful prayers that he said, I could not recognize. Please let me develop attachment for you. I was ignorant of Srimad Bhagavatam even though I was teaching it. Please tell me, how should I explain Srimad Bhagavatam? What should I teach? Please instruct me. And this is the concluding verses which Mahaprabhu tells how Srimad Bhagavatam has to be approached and what is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, which we all need to take shelter of to succeed in our lives, to live in this life and to leave this world. We need the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is what Mahaprabhu says, that Shuno Vipra Bhagavate Ei Vakhanibo Bhakti vina are kichu mukhena anibo. Adi madhya ante bhagavate eikae Vishnu bhakti nitya siddha akshay avayae. This is the summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the middle, beginning, and the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service to Vishnu is described as eternally perfect, inexhaustible, infallible. Because Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies devotional service, there is no literature which is equal to it. This is Sriman Mahaprabhu, who is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is telling us that as the various incarnations of the Lord, Matsya, Kurma, appear and disappear, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not composed by any man, appears and disappears by its own sweet will. Simply by the mercy of Krishna and the devotion of Vyasadeva, Srimad Bhagavatam has manifested and has revealed to all of us. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the ecstatic love. It is the body of Lord Sri Krishna. All the confidential pastimes of Krishna are described in it. You should explain devotional service in the beginning, middle and end of Srimad Bhagavatam. All the scriptures glorify devotional service to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is especially filled with the mellows of devotional service to Krishna. Go and teach Srimad Bhagavatam by explaining the nectarian devotional service of Krishna. And of course, Mahaprabhu concludes by saying that one who teaches Bhagavatam but does not explain devotional service, speaks uselessly, commits offenses. And then he says that no, this is Mahaprabhu's book distribution, no inauspiciousness can enter a house where Srimad Bhagavatam is kept. By worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is worshipped. The reading and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam awards one devotional service. Nitya puje pade shune chahe bhagavata satya satya se hoi bek shei mata. That one who regularly worships, serves, hears Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no doubt about it. Satya satya se hoi be shei mata. This is Mahaprabhu's mata. That person will become a person Bhagavat. Just by associating with Srimad Bhagavatam, one will become a person Bhagavat. He will learn the art of living and leaving the world. That is the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouths of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And this is the great fortune we have of hearing the guide map which will guide us to the eternal abode, our own eternal residence in the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji. So thank you all for your patient hearing. And we will be completing Srimad Bhagavatam in the next 2-3 days. And then we will begin again the beautiful worship of the Srimad Bhagavatam from the lotus feet of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, first verse again. So please tune in to this beautiful, wonderful narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam and purify our existence. It's a great opportunity. We can go again systematically from 1.1 till the 12th canto. If we can do all the 12th cantos every day hearing, there's the greatest gift. It can be the greatest benediction in our lives. The best thing that can happen to each one of us if we can hear this nectarian message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Shri Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna.